Okay, let's begin. Close your physical eyes. Feel your shoulders dropping. Elbows hanging heavy. And feet sinking into the floor. Take a deep breath in and hold it. When you'd like to exhale, hold it another beat and then let go. Continue exhaling. Pause before inhaling, and then another deep breath in, and continue. Pausing at the end of each inhale and exhale. Pausing to observe how you are feeling. During each pause, try to really direct your mind to be aware of how you are feeling, so you happen to be holding or pausing, but really you are sensing, you are using this time to become aware of your feelings. And only when the feeling of needing breath or needing to exhale becomes too strong, do you then take a breath or exhale. Each time you might direct your attention to a different aspect of your feeling or sensation. For example, you might move your awareness from your feet to your stomach, if you feel any sense of a trembling. Whatever it may be, tiredness, jitteriness, simply observe it. without resorting to thinking about it in words. See if you can observe additional detail about your feeling. See if you can notice things that you did not notice a moment before. How does the air feel against your skin? Can you feel any difference between top lip and lower lip? Can you feel your heart beating inside your chest? Allow your breathing to return to normal as you turn your awareness further inward. See if you can focus on who is sensing and feeling, rather than on the feelings themselves. If you find any thoughts creeping back into your mind, simply notice, oh, I'm thinking of thought now. And then see if you can redirect your awareness back to the observer of the thought. Anything that you might hear, such as my voice or the air conditioner, distant sounds, or any sensations or thoughts that might arise, are all arising within your awareness. If they arose outside your awareness, you wouldn't be aware of them, would you? So simply note that these sounds and thoughts and sensations are coming and going within your awareness. And while they come and go, your awareness is still here, isn't it? Can you be aware of anything of which you are not aware? As soon as you are aware of it, you are aware of it. If you call to mind a certain tree, could be a tree that you pass by, or an imaginary tree, or a tree from your distant memory, it doesn't matter. If you call it to mind, you will get some kind of image of it. See it in your mind's eye. Inside your awareness. this image is surrounded by your awareness. In your mind's eye, you can move around it. See it from different angles, vantage points. You can call to mind the position of the sun and whether there are clouds, whether the sun is directly shining on this tree, whether there are shadows. You can look closer at the trunk of the tree, see the pattern of the bark. You can imagine touching it with your hand and feeling its texture. You can imagine sliding your palm against the bark, feeling the friction against your skin. You can look down at the base of the trunk and observe whether there are any visible roots. You can place your foot on top of a root or turn it against the trunk. Wrap your arms around the trunk and press your torso against it. You can inhale deeply and observe whether you can smell the tree or something else in the air, perhaps several scents mingling together. All of these sensations and images are inside your awareness. You call them into your mind. Your mind is so powerful. You can say goodbye to the tree, the scent, the sun, the surroundings, and imagine that your awareness is simply filled with light and nothing more. Your awareness is filled now with light. you choose. If you choose to call to mind a person from your life, that person's presence will appear inside this light, inside your awareness. Imagine this person from your life sharing the light with you. How do you want this person to appear? What do you want to experience? It's up to you. Do you want to create a drama for yourself? Do you want to experience peace, joy? Do you want to be at rest with this person? The choice is entirely up to you. Take a moment to allow yourself to experience your choice. With the awareness that you are the one choosing. If you have decided to feel longing, it's your choice. If you decided to experience sadness or anger with this person, you are choosing it. You are choosing to create, to invite this feeling inside yourself. If you are choosing joy or peace, allow yourself to experience it. Whatever it is, feel it. Experience it. Ask yourself if this experience is truly what you want. Do you enjoy it? Do you want more of it? Or would you rather experience something else? Now let this person go so that there is again only light. There is nothing in your mind to provoke you. Only light. And into this light, let us invite one last image of yourself. As you would like to see yourself. What does your true self look to you? How do you manifest? How do you recognize yourself? How does it feel to be with yourself? What kind of experience do you choose to have with yourself? Say to yourself, I have given this experience of myself all the meaning it has for me. I have given this experience of myself all the meaning it has for me. I choose let this experience go as well and return once more to the light. You can always return to the light. No experience will stay with you after you let it go. and slowly lower your head, and holding this light in your mind, slowly open your eyes and come out of the meditation.